Let us pray. Almighty God, we have heard your words to us in Holy Scripture and know your call to each of us. In every age, you have spoken through the voices of prophets, pastors, and teachers. We give you thanks that over the years we have heard you speak to us through the preaching of your word in this place. Grant that those who preach in this place may proclaim the crucified and risen Christ and interpret your word with sensitivity and insight, that we may hear that word inwardly and respond to it all our life. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. My friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my church family. As I stand here in this beautiful pulpit this morning, I am keenly aware of all of the men and women who have had the privilege of standing here before me. Theological students, lay readers, deacons, priests, canons and archdeacons, deans, bishops, archbishops, and yes, as of this past year, a primate of the Anglican Church of Canada. All have had the privilege of standing here in this pulpit before you, the good people of Holy Trinity Pembroke and the Valley, and proclaiming with boldness and with faith the living word of Jesus Christ. This space, this pulpit, my friends, is holy ground. But as a member of our church family reminded me earlier this week, so is the center aisle. It is also holy ground. This center aisle of the church where the feet of thousands and thousands of faithful pilgrims, faithful residents of Pembroke have walked since the church's cornerstone was laid in 1925. Pilgrims who, like us this morning, were singing in the choir or serving at the altar. Pilgrims making their way to the holy water, the living water of baptism that abides in that beautiful marble font. Little pilgrims, cute little pilgrims, toddling off to Sunday school. We saw some of that this morning too. Pilgrims making their way to these steps, to these beautiful chancel steps, to profess their love for one another and to make their vows to one another for lifetime in holy matrimony. Pilgrims journeying to that very sanctuary behind me, journeying to receive the body and blood of Christ, our food for the journey. All of this beautiful Holy Trinity Church, it is sacred space. We are sitting in holy ground. And it has been made holy, not just by a bishop coming and pronouncing consecration, but more importantly, by the presence and witness of this church family, of the people of Holy Trinity Pembroke, by the presence and witness of us and our ancestors, this place has been consecrated. It has been consecrated by the Holy Trinity, by our living God, working in and with and through us. I'd like to invite each of us right now, take a look. Everyone now, take a look to your left. Take a look to your left. Now take a look to your right. Look to the other side. Turn around and see who's behind you. I have to turn around and go down here. Hey, folks. Now look in front of you. Who's in front of you? See your brothers and sisters, my friends. See the saints of Holy Trinity Church who are all around you. See also the saints who have gone on to glory, but who are still in spirit sitting here with us now. See the face of the risen and living Jesus working and loving in our midst. You see, a church building, as beautiful as they are never really ours forever. This Holy Trinity Church is never something that we can completely or entirely possess. Yes, with the possible exceptions of some of our guests who are visiting today, probably most of us are very proud to say, Holy Trinity, that is my church. I know I'm proud to say that. Holy Trinity Pembroke, that's my church. But it's only mine for a time. I am only here for a time. All clergy know that. But the same is true for all of us, isn't it? For all of us as a church family, we are only here but for a time. Whether that time is a month or a year or 10 years or even 100 years, whether you were baptized here in that font or confirmed here at these steps or married here at these steps or whether you'll be buried with your ashes or body lying here before God at these steps, all of us are only here but for a time. It is only our church for a time. So we hear in the words of St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, a letter that was read in part up on those chancel steps last Thursday night as we renewed the wedding vows of a young couple. St. Paul writes to us in 1 Corinthians, "But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part. We prophesy only in part. Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now we know only in part. Then we will know fully, even as we have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love." And that love, my friends, that's the part that is our constant. That is the part that never dies. Love is the gospel. Love is our hope. Love is our resurrection. Love is the lifeblood, the flesh, the bone, the sinew that binds together the mystery and beauty of the Godhead. Three and one in three, co-equal in majesty, together in the most perfect union, God in three persons, we sing. Blessed Trinity. Love is what holds it all together. God's love, as Paul tells us in the letter we heard today from Romans, it has been poured into our hearts, he says. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, the same Holy Spirit that surrounded us last Sunday at Pentecost as we welcomed five new members into our church family through the waters of baptism. That Holy Spirit of love continues to surround us now. Today we rejoice in that Spirit, my friends. Nay, in the words of Paul, we boast in that Spirit. Today we've come to party. We've come to celebrate 75 years of witness and mission and ministry. Thanks be to God, we boast. We boast in all of the ways that God's Spirit of new life has spread throughout God's world, thanks to the witness of this church family worshiping in this place. Not only that, we often miss the second part, but not only that, we also boast, as Paul says, in our sufferings. We boast this day in all of the tears that have been shed in this place. We boast in all of the tragedies and all of the brokenness that this sacred space has lovingly held over these last 75 years. We boast in our suffering. We boast in the living water that are our tears, because we know that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character, as Nancy read for us, produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. My friends, there is living water in the font. There is bread and wine up on that altar. There are words of truth, words of hope, words of love, words of life, abiding here in the midst of us, with the power to raise us up like the golden feathers on an eagle's wings. And there are faithful hearts, my friends. There are brothers and sisters who want to follow Jesus, who want to love God, who want to love their neighbors as themselves. We, my friends, are the church of God, the church of the most holy and blessed Trinity. And God has given us everything that we need. Happy anniversary, Holy Trinity Pembroke. Here's to 75 years of transforming God's world through the power of God's loving Spirit. Here's to many, many more years to come. Amen.